This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans average 20 bushels an acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Start the new year off right with a new vehicle from Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. They want you to experience the Smokey Jennings difference by offering 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2011 Silverado trucks. Or qualified buyers can get over $8,000 off any of their four 2011 extended cab 4x4 Silverados in stock. Just trade a 99 or newer GM vehicle and you qualify. Smokey Jennings wants to earn your business by starting the year off with great deals so you can see why their sales staff has one of the highest customer satisfaction scores for the Chevrolet St. Louis zone. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, your Chevy truck store since 1940.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning. The DTN general opening call for today. Expect corn to open 3 to 5 higher, beans about a dime higher, wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market, 92 cents higher at 101.51, while Brent crude, 61 cents higher at 111.27. The February gold contract, 450 higher at 1644.40. while the U.S. dollar index, 0.359 lower at 80.25. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 592 and a quarter. That was down 12 and a half. May wheat closed at 614 and a half, down 13 and a half. July wheat closed at 633 and a quarter, down 15 cents. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 593 and a half, down 10 and a half. May corn closed at $6 and a quarter, down 10 and a half. July corn closed at 604 and three quarter, down 11. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1183 and a half, unchanged. May beans closed at 1192 and a quarter, down a quarter. July beans closed at 1201 and a quarter. That was down three quarter. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 312. That was up 15. May meal closed at 314.10, up a dime. July meal closed at 316.60, and that was up 4 cents. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 5040, down 37. May oil closed at 5083, down 36. July oil closed at 5120. Down 35. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Wednesday afternoon. Speculative selling at the Board of Trade helped to send futures prices lower, especially corn and wheat values. Weather forecasts for beneficial rainfall for the South American crops weighed on corn prices. In the cash grain markets, trading was slow. Basis did show some improvement at many Illinois corn processors, as improvements of 4 cents were noted at some locations. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 9 cents lower at 575 to 597. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 1153 to 1174. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 586 to 603. Soybean bids were steady to as much as 5 cents higher at 1163 to 1186. And the wheat bids down 13 cents at 577 to 592. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills would pour those corn bids down 8 to 11 cents, ranging from 5.86 to 5.97. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents stronger at 11.65 to 11.76, and wheat prices down 13 cents at 5.87 to 5.88. Illinois River Barsling elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 to 11 cents lower at 5.97 to 6.04. Soybean bids ended steady to 2 cents higher at 11.92 to 11.96. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 15 to 17 cents at 5.88 to 5.98. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 10 cents lower at 6.14 to 6.15. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by a penny with quotations at 12.08 to 12.09. Soft red winter wheat fell 8 cents down to 6.06 to 6.07, while the Milo ended 3 cents lower at 5.89 to 5.90. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs closed at 86.27, up a half dollar. April hogs closed at 87.92, up 52. May hogs closed at 95.97, up 87. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 123.22, down 30. April cattle closed at 126.65, down 15. June cattle closed at 125.70, up 7 cents. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 150.92, up 27. March feeders at 152.77, up 40. April feeders closed at 154.37, up 37. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Wednesday, January 18th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, the Liedrich hogs, barrels, and gills closed $1.26 lower. Carcass-based price range is $79.82.43, weighted average $80.88. Hogs purchased Illinois today, $11,700. Illinois Dirk barrel and gilt trade was mostly steady, 55 to 60, with Illinois Dirk Slaughter South steady. U.S. 1s to 3s, under 400 pounds, and 400 to 450 pounds, 50 to 55. 450 to 550 pounds at 52 to 57. Over 550 pounds at 54 to 58, a few up to 60. Today's estimated receipts, 900, and Tuesday's actuals, 1,100. Pork carcass cutout, 85.33, and that is up 40 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs for today, 427,000. Last week, 425,000. A year ago, 423,000. A week to date of 1,229,000. Cattle today, 125,000. Last week, 128,000. A year ago, 126,000. Week to date, 387,000. Box beef cutout values were weak on choice and firm on select on moderate demand and moderate heavy offerings. Total movement today, 214 fab loads with 79 trim. Choice, 182.53, that is down 37 cents. Select at 174.46, and that is up 34 cents. Yesterday at the United Producers Auction over Shelbyville, 388 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to dollar higher. Holstein steers 50 cents lower, slaughter cows 2 to 4 higher, and slaughter bulls steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 126 to 132 and a quarter. Couple eye dressing from 134 to 134 and a quarter. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 118 and a quarter to 124 and a half. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 115 to 121 and a quarter. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 112 to 114. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 125 to 131 and a quarter. Slaughter cows, breaking type 83.5 to 88.5. Bony type cows, 75.5 to 79.5. Lean cow, 60 to 68.5, and slaughter bulls, your grade ones at 75.5 to 83.5. Opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction, estimated receipts this morning, 317. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading 1 to 2 higher. Holstein steers not tested early. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s were ranging from 125 to 130, with selected choice 2s and 3s, 120 to 122. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 125 to 130.5. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service returning back to WSMI.
And on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at 17.07, down 1. February at 16.48, down 49. March 16.68, down 60. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 161, unchanged. For February, 156.20, down 38. And for March, 162.28, down 19¾. Non-fat dry milk for January closed at 140.50 unchanged. For February, 140 unchanged. And for March, 140, that was down a half. Spot prices for Class 3 milk, 18.77. For butter, 157¾, that was down 1¾. For non-fat dry milk, 145. Closing out part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Scottville and Greenfield. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6. For February, $5.99. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $5.92. For February, $5.91. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $11.72. For February, $11.63. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.65. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact the Greenfield office of Hog Inc., 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is once again corn at Greenfield, $6. Corn at Scottville, $5.92. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $11.72. Wheat at Scottville, $5.65. Once again, their phone number, 368-2888. 88. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing scattered light snow around our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services. Your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEMI.com.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Becoming partly cloudy later today, high temperatures in the low 30s. We will have west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies and colder, low temperatures in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, Friday, cloudy skies, the high in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies and warmer with a chance of rain on Sunday, low temperatures in the low 30s, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. We have cloudy skies and a temperature of 29 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive in Hillsboro. Some notes in the news on this Thursday morning. The Madison County Fair Association will have their first annual Chicken and Beer Dance fundraiser. It will help raise funds to support and continue the tradition of the Madison County Fair. The dance will be held on Saturday evening, February the 25th, at the Madison County Fairgrounds Expo Hall. Tickets are being sold in advance. They're $15 a person, $25 a couple. They're available at the First Mid-Illinois Bank and Trust of Highland, Oberbeck Grain of Highland, the Highland location of the Bank of Edwardsville, the Hamel Co-op Grain Company, and Willis Insurance of Troy. The Whiskey River Band will perform at the event, and it should be a lot of fun. If you need more information, you can contact the Madison County Fair Association President Amy Rozier at madcofair@gmail.com. Or you can phone the fair office at 618-654-6656 and leave a message. The Hancock County Board Tuesday night recommended the state approve a hog confinement proposed near La Crosse. The state-required non-binding recommendation came on a 9-2 vote after the board considered each of 8 siting criteria in the state law. After receiving the county's recommendation, the Illinois Department of Agriculture has 15 calendar days to make a determination based on whether the project meets 8 siting criteria. Private exporters reported to the United States Department of Agriculture export sales of 120,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Egypt during the 2011-2012 marketing year, which began last September 1st. The USDA issues both daily and weekly export sales reports to the public. Exporters are required to report to the USDA any export sales activity of 100,000 metric tons or more of one commodity. United Producers Incorporated is offering two $1,000 scholarships in each of its 16 districts to deserving high school and college students pursuing agriculture degrees. Applicants must be a preferred member of UPI or a child or grandchild of a preferred member and a 2012 graduating high school senior enrolled in or a student currently attending a college or technical school studying an agriculture-related field. Completed applications and essays must be postmarked by April the 1st. For more information, visit upproducers.com. Once again, for more information and to download an application form. The National FFA Organization is accepting applications for its 2012 International Collegiate Agricultural Leadership Program. The FFA will take 12 students to Southeast Asia this spring. The tentative program dates are May 19th through June 1st. This conference allows students the opportunity to study global agriculture and international marketing. Students will learn about current international trade and cultural issues and gain awareness of how international markets for agricultural products operate. The deadline for applications is February the 15th. Potential participants can learn more about the program and download an application at ffa.org/collegiate. Sherry Jamonco, the state executive director for USDA's Illinois Farm Service Agency, reminds Illinois livestock owners they have until Monday the 30th to submit an application for payment under the 2012 Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish. This provides emergency assistance to eligible producers of livestock grazing, honeybees, and farm-raised fish to have losses due to disease, adverse weather, or other conditions. For more information, you can go to the website fsa.usda.gov/mt. In some other news, some folks in agriculture are thinking about how to break down corn stalks left in the field. One of the answers has not been well researched, according to Todd Gleason of the University of Illinois Extension.
The new BT corn hybrids tend to have very good and tough stalks. It's great for standability, but not so great for planting into next season. Some have been wondering if applying a little N or nitrogen in one form or another might help nature along in breaking down these tough corn stalks. It's too early to tell, thanks Poppy and Fernandez, and too environmentally sensitive to try.
Well, the biggest concern is that we are trying to reduce nitrogen losses to the environment. And the biggest concern that we have is that by applying this nitrogen, especially as UAN, there's a lot of ammonium sulfate being applied. I'm not as concerned as about with ammonium sulfate as I am with UAN in terms of losses as at the time of application. With UAN, we apply that, and that we can have substantial volatilization losses. With ammonium sulfate, the volatilization losses are not as much of a concern, but still, when we are applying nitrogen this early, if it doesn't become organic nitrogen and it stays that way, we stand to lose it as well.
Volatilization will cause the nitrogen to escape. It's just too much of an environmental risk until research can be done to see how these applications interact with the soil ecology. There are options for those wanting to break down corn stalks. No-tillers might run a chopper over the field, thanks Fernandez. Others can do a little fall tillage.
Doing tillage would be extremely beneficial because you're not only doing the physical damage to the stalks, but you're also putting it in contact with the soil.
And that soil contact will help to start the degradation process. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
On the AM Live program Monday, we talked to Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers. One of the legislative items concerning the organization is the use of onboard computers, and he explains.
There's been a lot of talk about the use of electronic onboard recorders, which the EOBRs, as they call them. The electronic onboard recorders basically are almost like a black box for the truck and the driver. Most importantly, the driver. The feds have been looking at whether or not they need to be using EOBRs for drivers who do not have a good safety record or who have violated hours of service issues. They are anticipating coming down with a rule in regards to EOBRs fairly quickly, and we assume that EOBRs, which are now being used by many large fleets, will be trickled down. We'll start seeing them in smaller fleets and individual trucks as we go along. They've been tested out. They're accurate. The data and the information can be sent electronically. Drivers no longer have to keep paper logbooks. And so there is other uses for the EOBR. Also, the onboard recorder. Some things people think, well, they're going to use it as a Big Brother issue. But on the other hand, they do a service, and there are many fleets right now that really do enjoy having them in there because of the fact that they do keep their drivers compliant.
These EOBRs, would these devices be with the truck or with the driver? Is this something a driver would have to carry on his person, or is it just something in the truck he drives?
No, it's something that's tied in with the truck. It can do multi-functions. It is a logbook. It can record functions of the vehicle. They are probably, they're in their infancy, I think. But they are the wave of the future, just like that. It's no different than what you see the black boxes, I think, in airplanes and what have you. These EOBRs will be capable of doing just about everything. The same thing, recording movement of the truck, speeds, braking, the hours the driver has been driving the truck. So if a driver comes in, he's going to punch a code into this thing, and he'll be able to enable it, and it'll record record the truck's movements and the amount of time he's working. Plus, it'll record a lot of the functions of the truck itself.
And that number you talked about, each driver will be assigned their own number.
Correct. Yeah, they'll have a code. And then see, a lot. The thing about it is that these EOBRs, these electronic onboard recorders, then what they do, instead of the driver having to keep paper logbooks and keeping paper documents, they can keep everything. It can be punched into this onboard computer, and then the data is uploaded to uploaded to the dispatcher, the home facility, and that information then is logged into a software at the trucking company.
And then they can print it out if they need to later for whatever reason.
Right, and the big issue out there is, a lot of times officers who stop a truck want to see proof that the driver's within his hours. So right now it's kind of been a transition period where they're trying to come up with the proper protocol of how a police officer is going to be able to access the data that's in this truck. And so that's something that they're working on and trying to figure out how they're going to handle it.
Once again, the DTN General opening call for today. Expect corn to open about a nickel higher, beans about a dime higher, wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market, 92 cents higher at 101.51. Brent crude, 61 cents higher at 111.27. The February gold contract, 450 higher at 1644.40. We'll have commodity market updates throughout the day for you on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.